cities are leading the way when it comes to supporting LGBTQ people and workers. That's according to new rankings out today from the Human Rights Campaign Foundation. That's the educational arm of the nation's largest LGBTQ civil rights organization. The HRC released its 2017 Municipal Equality Index today, which looks at cities nationwide and ranks them based on their inclusion in municipal law and policy. And here in Arizona, the results are varied. For more on this, we're joined now by Xavier Prasad, Legislative Counsel with Human Rights Campaign. Xavier, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Of course. So tell us first off, how does Arizona compare overall to other states around the country this year?
So in this report, we rated 11 cities in Arizona. Our national average was 57 of the 506 cities that we rated nationally, and Arizona scored above that national average at 61.
And it looks like some cities in the state did better than others. And is that one of the reasons why the ranking was a little bit higher than the national average? Some cities were really at the top of the list?
Yes, and we certainly have some standout cities, what we call all-stars, in this report from Arizona. So all-star cities are cities that did exceedingly well despite being located in a state with no statewide LGBTQ-inclusive non-discrimination protections like Arizona. So Phoenix, Tempe, and Tucson all came in at a perfect 100 score on this report.
What was it specifically non-discrimination policies that you were looking at? Were there other types of ordinances or policies or practices that went into these rankings?
Absolutely. We rated all of our cities on 44 different criteria that covers five broad categories. We're looking at citywide non-discrimination ordinances and protections in housing, public accommodations, and employment. We're looking at the city's own policies for its own employees. We're looking at city services, law enforcement, and the city's public leadership on issues of equality. So there are many criteria that goes into these assessments, and the biggest chunk of those of this assessment comes from non-discrimination protections that covers everyone in the city.
Now, a couple of cities did not do very well. You had Avondale in the West Valley with a 15 score. Gilbert had a 19. What are some of the policies that led to those not fantastic rankings?
So some of the things that lead to low scores are not having fully inclusive non-discrimination protections at the local level that expressly cover sexual orientation and gender identity in private employment, housing, and public accommodations. There are other things that cities can do to improve their scores, like appoint LGBTQ liaisons in the police department or in the mayor's office, ensure that they're accurately reporting their hate crime statistics to the FBI annually, and reaching out and tailoring services offered by the city and supporting services to particularly vulnerable members of the community within the LGBT community. So these are some of the things that cities can do to improve their scores and the things that low-scoring cities lacked.
So you mentioned that Arizona's score overall was higher than the national average, but I want to ask about the fact that Arizona's non-discrimination law does not include gender identity or sexual orientation, and yet the state was higher than the national average. It seems like there's a bit of a disparity there.
Yeah, and this is the positive, silver lining of this report in today's political context, right? Cities are leading the way on LGBTQ equality. Cities like Tempe, Phoenix, and Tucson have enacted local protections and have not waited to protect their communities when the state has dragged their feet. And in a time where we see an unprecedented federal rollback of LGBTQ protections. So Arizona is representative of what this report found at large, which is that city leaders know the needs of their residents the best and are best situated to respond in the quickest fashion, and they have done so and have really taken leadership on LGBTQ equality.
All right, that's Xavier Prasad, Legislative Counsel with the Human Rights Campaign. Xavier, thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you so much.